This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has killed at least 1.66 million people around the world since it first emerged last December, out of nearly 75 million confirmed cases. Officials with the World Health Organization said Friday an international team led by their body would be going to China in the first week of January to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. At a virtual news conference, they also said three-quarters of cases were occurring in Latin America, and they thanked Canada for committing to donate doses to other countries. The United States is still awaiting approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration already voted to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna. This comes 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. Several U.S. states say the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine allotments are being cut for next week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
More than a dozen states say they've been told to expect significantly fewer doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine next week in its second week of distribution. Several governors and state health officials say the vaccine shipments will be less than originally projected. Nevada's allotment is being cut 42%. Washington and California have been told to expect cuts of roughly 40%. At least a dozen other states have also been told to expect fewer doses. One